Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Mem Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Rabbi Yanai. So says the Gemara. So we've been discussing the Geirolos for the two Seirim, right? The Kohen Gadol, after he puts on this big Deilavon, he says this Vidoy on by his par that's been at Ulam Vilam Mizbeach. Then he goes to the northeastern segment of the Azara, and over there he has the two Seirim, and he does the Geirol. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Aliyah's Geirol mitoich kalpi ma'akevas. That you should know that this Geirol, this that the Kohen Gadol, when he takes out the lots from the kalpi, so that's actually ma'akev. And if he doesn't do that, so then the Seirim are not designated which one's Lashem and which one's Lazazel. If he just Stam says, oh, this is going to be the one that's Lashem, and this is going to be the one that's Lazazel, nothing happens from that. It has to be done through a Geirol, and it's even ma'akev. However, Hanocha ina ma'akeves. We said that after he does the Geirol, he takes the lots and he puts them down on their perspective Seirim. The one that comes out in his right hand, he puts on the Seir that's on his right side. And the lot that comes out in his left hand, he puts on the Seir, which is on his left side. So that's not ma'akev, which the Ritva explains is because that's just a mitzvah ba'alma. The Hanocha is just a mitzvah ba'alma. That's not actually ma'akev. That's Shitas Rabbi Yanai, that the Geirol is ma'akev, but the Hanocha is not. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Rabbi Yechonon's Chaylik, Rabbi Yechonon says that no, af aliyah in a ma'akeves, even the Geirol's not ma'akev. Even if he doesn't do a Geirol, it's not ma'akev. He could just say, this is the one that's Hashem, and that would actually work. Avada, there's still a mitzvah to do a Geirol, but l'maisa, the Geirol is not ma'akev. So now says the Gemara like this. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, so really it's important to have some background. We're going to have a Mishnah later on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Over there the Mishnah tells us that throughout all the Mishnahis and Meseches Yuma we see the different Seder of the Avodah and Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Aleph says that the order is Ma'akev. That it has to Dafka be done in order. And if you don't do it in order, then it's Ma'akev. It has to be done specifically in the order that it's supposed to be done. However, there's a machlekas that the Gemara brings from in a brayse, machlekas tanoim, how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says that the avodah on Yom Kippur is ma'akev. So which avodah is that Mishnah referring to? So there we have a machlekas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only referring to the avodahs that are done by Big Day Lava and Lifnai V'Lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Those are the only things that are ma'akev. That the Seder is ma'akev. And Rabbi Nechemiah learns that no, even the things that are done by Big Day Lava and Bachutz outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's also ma'akev. So it's for sure only going on the avodas that are done by Big Day Lavan, the avodas that are exclusive to Yom Kippur. It's just the shayla of which avodas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only the ones that are done lifnai v'lifnim. And according to Rabbi Nechemiah, it's even the ones that are done outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it's mavur over there that the machlekes is based on how to learn the pasuk. The pasuk that it says in Sefer Vayikra, Parak Tazayin, pasuk Lamedalad, it says v'haisa zayis lachem l'chukas oylam. So the word chukah is the lashon of that's ma'akev. So the shayla is what that pasuk that word chukah is going on. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only going on the avodas that are done lifnai v'lifnim, that are done with the big day lavan lifnai v'lifnim. And according to Rav Nechemiah, the pasuk is even referring to the avodas that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Big Day Lavan. So now, the Gemara is going to make this machlekes that we just had, Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan, about whether or not the Geirol is ma'akev, talu in that machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah. Now, it's important to realize that machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah was really about the Seder, whether or not the Seder is ma'akev. But the Gemara is going to assume that if you hold that the Seder is not ma'akev, let's say, so then that means that you hold, let's say, by according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the avodas that are done outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Big Day Lavan, the Seder is not ma'akev, meaning when the Torah says chukah, it's not referring to those avodas. So that means who adin, those avodas won't, they themselves, not just the Seder, the avoda itself won't be ma'akev, because where would you know that it's ma'akev from? The only place that you would know an avoda itself is ma'akev is from that same word chukah. So if you hold that the Seder is ma'akev, that means you hold that avayd is also ma'akev. If you hold that the Seder is not ma'akev, so then you hold that avayd is also not ma'akev, as the Gemara is about to speak out. So it says the Gemara like this. So again, we have a machlekes of Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai about whether or not the Geirol is ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yanai, the Geirol is yes ma'akev, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not ma'akev. And the Gemara is going to make a tally in this machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah. So it says the Gemara like this. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar dvar menasim bebig de'lava mi bachutz, loy Ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the avodas that are done by Bigdei Lavan outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Seder is not Ma'akiv, that's not included in the word Chukah, so then Kuli Amoloi Pli Gedoli Ma'akva, so then everyone will agree so that the Geirul is not Ma'akiv, that even though the Geirul is done by Bigdei Lavan, since it's done by Chutz, just like the Seder is not Ma'akiv, so that means it's not included in the word Chukah, so the Geirul itself is also not Ma'akiv. That everybody agrees to. Even Rabbi Yana would agree that that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Ki pligi the machlokes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan is a libud Rav Nechemias. What would Rav Nechemias say? Rabbi Nechemias, who says that the avodas that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Big Day Love on the Seder is Ma'akiv. So what would he say about the etzem of the Agrala itself? So Manda Amar Ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yana, who says that the girl is Ma'akiv, so that's Pashak Rav Nechemias. That doesn't need any further explanation. Just like Rav Nechemia holds that the Seder is Ma'akev because it's included in the word Chukah, so too he'll also say that the Geirul itself is Ma'akev. If they don't do the Geirul, so you can't just stam with the Kohen Gadol's mouth designate which Sa'ir is Lashem and which one's Lazazel. However, Umand Amr Loi Ma'akva, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Geirul is not Ma'akev, he'll tell you that's even according to Rav Nechemia, because Hani Mili Avaida, that which Rav Nechemia says, the Avaida that's done by Big Day Lava Bachutz, it's Ma'akev. That's only when dealing with an actual avoda, but hagrola lav avoda. But regarding this, the hagrola is not considered an avoda, and therefore, even Rav Nechemia would tell you that hagrola is not ma'akev. That's version number one of how to understand the machlekes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan about hagrola, whether or not it's ma'akev. Is that the machlekes is all within the shita of Rav Nechemia. Says the Gemara, Ikadamri, that no, Alibad Rav Nechemia Damar Ma'akva Kuli Amaloi Pligi de Ma'akva. Everybody holds that a Gorilla is an Avaida. And therefore, of course, Rav Nechemia, who says that the Avaidas that are done Bachutz with the Big Day Lavan, the Seder is Ma'akiv, it's included in the word Chukah, so that means the Avaida itself is also going to be Ma'akiv, and therefore a Gorilla is also Ma'akiv. A Gorilla is Ma'akiv. Ki Pligi de Machlaikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai about a Gorilla is Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Avaidas that are done b'chutz, even with the Big Day Lavan, are not ma'akev. That's where they have this machlekes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. So now, ma'adamar lo ma'akva korint Rabbi Yochanan. That hagrala is not ma'akev, so that's Karev Yehuda. That doesn't need any further more explanation. That's pashal Karev Yehuda. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Seder is not ma'akev, so he'll tell you that the hagrala itself is also not ma'akev. There's no makar that it should be ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the avodah is done b'Big Day Lavan b'chutz. So the Seder is not Ma'akev. It's not included in the word Chukah. So that means it can't be Ma'akev, the Avodah itself can't be Ma'akev either. Because what would be the Makar that it is? However, Ma'adamar Ma'akva, Rabbi Yana, who holds that it is Ma'akev, he'll tell you that even though you're right, it's not included in the word Chukah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but I have a different Makar that it's Ma'akev. And what's that? Shani Hacha, the Geirul is different, the Tana Beikra, because the Torah says it twice. It says, Asher Allah, Trey Zimni. And there's a rule by Kachim that when the Torah says something twice, it means it to teach you that it's Ma'akev. So since the Torah says it twice, so therefore even Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Avaida is done with the Big Day Love and Bachutz, are not the Seder, is not Ma'akev, he'll still tell you that the Geirul is Ma'akev, even though it's not included in the word Chukah, we have a separate Makar that the Geirul itself is going to be Ma'akev. So two versions in how to understand the Machlokes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara Meisvei. The Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas on the second version, assuming that the Machlokes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan is dafka in shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the avodas done b'big day lavan b'chutz are the seder is not ma'akev, still Rabbi Yana holds that the geirul itself is ma'akev. So meisvei frek the Gemara mitzvah lahagril, the brisa says that there's a mitzvah to do a geirul. V'im loy higril, it's still going to be kosher. But lemaisa the geirul is not ma'akev. If you don't do the geirul, it's still kosher. So says the Gemara like this. Bishlam alahach lishna. It makes sense like the lishna kama that the machlekes Rabbi Yana in Rabbi Yochanan was bedas Rav Nechemia. The amra libad Rav Yehuda kuli amolei pligidulei ma'akva. But everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Yehuda that the avodas done b'big day lavan b'chutz are not ma'akev. So suad then the geirul is not ma'akev. So then, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. So everybody can just tell you that the Tana of this Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. There's nothing wrong. The Brisa which says that the girl is not Ma'akev, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we could say according to the first lashon of the Gemara. Elahach lishna the Amrit pligi, but according to this lishna Basra, according to the second lashon, that who holds that even Bedas Rabbi Yehuda, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai. So now, Bisham alamad the Amr loy Ma'akva, all is according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the girl according to Rabbi Yehuda is not Ma'akev. So Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan could tell you that the Tana of this Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yanai, who holds that even Rabbi Yehuda holds its ma'akev, so it comes out according to the Lishna Basra, where the machlekas Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yechlin is bedas Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes out according to Rabbi Yanai, who holds that it is ma'akev, there is no Tana who holds that the Geirul is not ma'akev. But here we have a brisa that says that the Geirul is not ma'akev. So how many? Who's the Tana of this? Who's the Tana of this brisa that the Geirul is not ma'akev? There's, according to Rabbi Yanai, according to the Lishna Basra, we don't have any Tanaim who hold that the Geirul is not ma'akev. So now, Tosfos, the Ritva, they point out that really we're going to see later that there is a Tana who holds that the Geirul is not ma'akev, and that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's Shita is, we have a Mefurish, a Braisa later, that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Geirul is not ma'akev. However, Tosfos has a reason why that wouldn't be an acceptable teretz over here, to say that the Tana of this Braisa is Rabbi Shimon. The Ritva says maybe we didn't know yet about Shita's Rabbi Shimon, or even if we did, but we'd rather say a different teretz that will make it that it could be Lekuli Alma. Either way, says the Gemara, Hamani, Tani Mitzvah Laniach, says the Gemara again, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that we don't have any Tana who holds that the Geirul is not Ma'akev. And here we have a Braisa which says that the Geirul is not Ma'akev. So according to Rabbi Yanai, according to the Lishna Basra, it's very shver, says the Gemara, Tani Mitzvah Laniach. That even though the Braisa says that the Geirul is not Ma'akev, it's not really referring to the Geirul. It's really referring to the Hanacha of putting the lots after the Geirul onto their prospective Se'irim. The Ritva says that it's called a Geirul because it's the end of the Geirul process. Therefore we call it Geirul, but even though the Braisa says Geirul, it's not really referring to the Geirul. It's referring to the Hanacha, that the Hanacha is not Ma'akev, which is taka what everybody holds. Everybody holds that the Hanacha is not Ma'akev, and that's all the Braisa was coming to say. Says the Gemara, Toshima, mitzvah lahagir ulis vadis. It's a mitzvah to do the geirul and to do vidui on the seer that goes la'azazel. Lai higra v'layis vadis, kosher, but the ma'isa, it's not ma'akev if they didn't do the geirul, if they didn't do vidui, so it's still going to be kosher. So now again, it's going to be the same kasha, that according to the Lishna Basra, according to Rabbi Yanai, hamani, who is the Tana of this brisa? We don't have anyone that could be the Tana of this brisa. According to the Lishna Kama, so everybody could say it's Rabbi Yehuda. The whole machlokes Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan was only bedas Rav Nechem. Everybody holds Bidas Rabbi Yehuda that it's not Ma'akev, so the Tana could be Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Lishna Basra, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so then also the Tana could be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yochanan holds Bidas Rabbi Yehuda that it's not Ma'akev in the Lishna Basra. But according to Rabbi Yanai in the Lishna Basra, everybody holds its Ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemya holds its Ma'akev, and even Rabbi Yehuda holds its Ma'akev. So then who is the Tana of this Braisa? So says the Gemara, well, what do you mean? We could just say the same Teretz we just said before, that it's not really talking about Geirul. Really, it's talking about the Hanacha. So says the Gemara, no, because you can't say that. That really the Braisa, even though it says Geirul, really means Hanacha. It can't be, because Amos Seifa, look at the next line of this very same Braisa. It says that Reb Shimon Aymer, Loi Higru Kosher, Loi Yisvad Apostle. Reb Shimon's Chelik on the Tanakama, and Reb Shimon says that not only if it's Loi Higru Kosher, it's only if it's Loi Higru that's Kosher. It's only if they don't do the Geirul, then it's Kosher. But Loi Yisvad, it's going to be Apostle. So it's Chelik about the Vidoy. That if they don't do the Vidoy, that the vidui is ma'akev. And therefore, if they don't do the vidui, if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do vidui and the Seir La'azazel, then it's going to be pasul. So my loy higro. Now, what does it mean when Reb Shimon said that loy higro is kosher, and that will tell us what loy higro means throughout the whole brisa. Now, if you're going to say this teretz that when the brisa says that the geirul is not ma'akev, it's really referring to the hanacha. So that means you have to understand like that in Reb Shimon also that when Reb Shimon said loy higro kosher, he also was just really referring to the hanacha, and that can't be. Why? Because then that would give the impression that michlal the Reb Shimon suffer hagrela ma'akva, that it's only the hanacha which is not ma'akev. But that would give the impression that Bedas Reb Shimon, that the Geirul is ma'akev. It's the Hanacha which is not ma'akev, but the Geirul is ma'akev. And that's a problem, because like we already spoke out, we know that Shitas Reb Shimon is that the Geirul is not ma'akev. And here's the Braisa which says it. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, that Meis Echon Mehen, that if one of the Seirim die after they do the Geirul, so maybe Chaveiro Shaloi Ba'agrola, Divir Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says, bring another Seir to take its place. They do a Geirul, and let's say the Seir Lashem dies, or either one, the Seir Lashem dies, so we take another Sayer, and that's the replacement for the Seir Lashem. Or if the Seir Lazazel dies, so we take another Sayer, and that's going to be the replacement for the Seir Lazazel, even though it didn't have a Geirul on it. That's Reb Shimon Shita. So you see that Reb Shimon holds that the Geirul is not Ma'akev. So you can't say that here the Brice is referring to Hanacha, because then that would give the impression that Reb Shimon holds that the Geirul is Ma'akev, and we know that Shita's Reb Shimon is that the Geirul is not Ma'akev. Elamai must really be referring to a Geirul. And that means even the Tanakama holds that the Geirul is not Ma'akev. So now, according to Rabbi Yanai, who is the Tan of this Braisa?
So says the Gemara, Reb Shimon lo yada maika ami Rabbanon. Then no, really Reb Shimon just didn't understand what the Rabbanon were saying. Really, I could tell you that Agrola is not talking about the Tanakhama, really meant Hanacha. But Reb Shimon didn't know that. Reb Shimon wasn't sure if when the Tanakhama said Agrola, if he meant Mamish Agrola, or did he really mean Hanacha? Like we said, the Ritva says that sometimes Hanacha could be referred to as Agrola because it's the end of the process. So Reb Shimon wasn't sure what the Tanakhama meant. And this is what Reb Shimon was telling the Tanakhama. He was saying like this, that Ihagrala Hagrala Mamish Ka Amrisu, if you, when you said Agrala, you meant Mamish Agrala, that Agrala is Nama Akev, so then Paligna Alaycha Bechada. So then I'm only arguing on you on one thing, I'm just arguing about the Vidoy. That I'm asking to you that the Hagrala is Nama Akev, but I'm going to argue with you regarding the Vidoy, because I hold that the Vidoy is Ma'akev. However, Ihagrala de Kamisu Hainu Hanacha, if the Hagrala that you refer to is really Hanacha, that's only the Hanacha that's not Ma'akev, but the Hagrala is Ma'akev, so then Poligna Laichu B'Tarati, so then I'm arguing on you on two things. And that's what Reb Shimon spoke out, that Hagrala is not Ma'akev, and the Vidoy is Ma'akev, because he didn't really know what the Tanakhama was saying. So again, we asked the Kasha on Rabbi Yanai, according to the Lishna Basra, that here we have the Tanakhama saying Lahedya, that the Agrala is not Ma'akev, and we're saying that no, that when the Tanakhama said that, he meant Hanacha. When the Tanakhama said Agrala, he really meant Hanacha. Ah, the Hemshech of the Brisa then brings Reb Shimon, who says the same Lashon. Reb Shimon was referring to Agrala, because he wasn't sure what the Tanakhama was talking about. So therefore, he was reiterating his point that the Agrala is not Ma'akev, and he was also adding also that the Vidur is Ma'akev. So there's no Kasha from this Brisa. Says the Gemara Vayter, another kasha on Rabbi Yanai. So again, same type of thing. Toshima. Par ma'akev es ha-so'ir, v'so'ir in ma'akev es ha-par. The braiso is very vague words. We'll see the Gemara is going to explain what it means, but really it's important to have a short background. And that is that, at least for what's negeh to us, is that it's important to understand somewhat of the Seder of the Avodah Yom Kippur. So we're holding right now really by the Gairo, that the Kohen Gadol does the Gairo with the two Seirim. After the Gairo, again, there's other stages in between, but what's important for us is that after the Gairo, the Kohen Gadol takes the dam of his par, he takes the dam of his par, and he does Hazah inside the Kohen HaKadoshim with the dam of his par. Then he does the same thing with the dam of the Sa'ir Lashem. He takes the dam of the Sa'ir Lashem, and also he does Hazah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he does the same thing in the Heichal. First he takes the dam of his par, and he does Hazah in the Heichal, and then he does Hazah with the dam of the Sa'ir in the Heichal. And then after that, he does Hazah with the dam of the par and the Sa'ir on the Mizbeach Hazah, on the Mizbeach that's inside the Heichal. So says the Gemara, that the par is Ma'akiv HaSa'ir, that the par has to be in order, it has to be done first, and it's Ma'akiv HaSa'ir. If they do the Sa'ir first, we'll have to see what that's referring to, that's going to be a problem, that's Ma'akiv. The Sa'ir ain't Ma'akiv HaSa'ir. However, if they put the Sa'ir before the par, if they do some sort of avaidav with the Sa'ir before the par, which again, we'll have to see what that's referring to, so that's not going to be Ma'akiv, and says the Braisa b'matana shebifnim. That's referring to the matanois, the hazah that's done b'bifnim. So says the Gemara like this. Bishlama, the Reisha of the Braisa, that says par ma'akiv is a sa'ir, that the par is ma'akiv the sa'ir, the par has to be first. It's ma'akiv if they do the sa'ir first. What's that referring to? It means the act of la sa'ir mikame par loy aviv loy klum. If let's say they take the dam, if the Kohen Gadol takes the dam of the sa'ir, and he's mazed in the Kohen Kedoshim before being mazed the dam of the par, so that's ma'akiv. That's very simple to understand. The par has to be first. If he does the dam of the sa'ir first, so that's ma'akev. El sa'ir e ma'akev as a par, but that which the Braisa says, that the sa'ir is not ma'akev the par, that it's okay. It's not ma'akev if they do the avayda with the par before the avayda with the sa'ir. My nihu, what's that referring to? What is it that they're supposed to be, that the sa'ir is supposed to be first, and that if they do the avayda with the par first, so it's not ma'akev. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, but it's not ma'akev. What's that referring to, that the sa'ir was supposed to be first, but it's not ma'akev? Ilema di akte matones de par beheichal mikame matones de sa'ir bifnim. That's referring to that instead of doing the par, being mazah the dam of the par, and then right away the dam of the sa'ir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol takes the dam of the par, he's mazah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he takes that dam and he's mazah in the heichal, without doing the dam of the sa'ir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim first. Maybe that's what it's referring to. The sa'ir, the dam of the sa'ir is supposed to be sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim before the dam of the par in the heichal. So that's where we find that the sa'ir is supposed to be first, and if the Kohen Gadol does the dam of the par first, so then it's not ma'akev. Maybe that's what the Brisa is referring to. So says the Gemara, that can't be. Why? Because chukah ksiv behu. It says chukah. Now the vaidas that are done, lefnai v'lefnim, with the big day lavan, that everybody holds it's ma'akev. And so therefore this seder has to be ma'akev, that the sayer has to go first. The sayer which is being sprinkled, lefnai v'lefnim, in the kodesh hakodashim, that has to be in the right order. Everybody holds that the vaidas that are done, the big day lavan, lefnai v'lefnim, that's ma'akev. So therefore that can't be what the Brice is referring to. Elalav, it must be saying that what's this thing that the sayer is supposed to be first, but if you do the par first, it's okay. Elalav, the akte matanis the par bifnim mikame hagrala. It must be referring to being makdim, sprinkling the dam of the chatos, of the par, of the par, in the kodesh hakodashim before doing the gairo. That's what it must be referring to. That seder is not ma'akev. And now says the Raisa, an assumption that umidisidrulay ma'akva, ikra agrala namiloy ma'akva. The Gemara makes an assumption that from the fact that the seder is not ma'akev, if we see that it's not ma'akev to do it in the right order, that if the gairo is not done before the hazos, par, lefnai v'lefnim, that's okay, it's not ma'akev. So it must be that the etzem hagrola is also not ma'akev. Because once you were saying that it doesn't say chukah about the hagrola, so then it's not going to be ma'akev either. Just like the seder is not going to be ma'akev, so the etzem thing itself, the etzem hagrola, won't be ma'akev. So that must be what the Brisa is referring to. And it comes out that we have a Mefurisha Brisa which says that the Hagrola itself is not Ma'akev. So again, Kashon Rabbi Anai, according to the Lishna Basra, we don't have any Tanoim who say that the Hagrola is not Ma'akev. We'll see soon. We can say it's from Shimon, which is what the Gemara is going to say. But the Gemara is asking a Kashon, who is the Tan of this Brisa? So says the Gemara, no. First of all, there's another Teretz we could say, is that you made an assumption. You made an assumption that it's referring to being Makdim the Par, Lefnai V'Lefnim, to the Gairov. But I can tell you that no, like, it's not talking about that. It's the talking about the act of matanis de par b'mizbeach mikami matanis de sayer behecha. We said that after they do the sprinkling of the dam of the par and the dam of the sayer in the kodesh hakodashim, the kohen gadol then takes the dam and does the same thing in the heichal. He first sprinkles the dam of the par and then the dam of the sayer, and then he sprinkles their dam on the mizbeach apnimi. So there we have that the dam of the sayer in the heichal on the pareches is supposed to be done first before sprinkling the dam of the par on the mizbeach. That's what's supposed to be. Let's say the kohen gadol sprinkles the dam of the par on the mizbeach apnimi before sprinkling the dam of the sayer on the pareches in the heichal. Let's say he does that. That's what the Brais is saying. It's not ma'akev. That's not ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Dvarim Anasim Bebigdei Lava Machutz Le'ma'akvi, who says that since this is an avaida which is done beheichal, it's not done in the kodesh hakodashim, even though it's done in the Bigdei Lava, the seder is not ma'akev. The Tana of the Brice is like Rabbi Huda, that the seder is not ma'akev by things that are done b'chutz outside of the kodesh hakodashim. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be the case that the Brice is referring to. Why? Because the Brice says that this is referring to a case of matanis b'vifnim, of hazah that's done inside the kodesh hakodashim. So something has to be referring to some sort of avaida that's done in kodesh hakodashim. So if it's referring to being makdim the dama par on the mizbeach apnimi before the dama sayer on the pareichas, both of those things are done in the heichal. So that's no sheichas to the kodesh hakodashim. That can't be what the Brice is referring to. Ella, says the Gemara, it's talking about the Hagrola. It's talking about being makdim the dam of the par in the kodesh hakodashim before doing the Hagrola. And then it comes out that the seder is not ma'akev. It's okay if they do the seder if they do the Hagrola after being mazah the dam par in the kodesh hakodashim. And you ask, if so, that means it comes out that it itself also shouldn't be ma'akev. If the seder is not ma'akev, so it itself also shouldn't be ma'akev. So here we have a mefurish b'raisa that the seder is not ma'akev. There's nothing wrong with that, because now we already discovered Shitas Rab Shimon. Hamani Rab Shimon, Yidam Ragrol, Olay Ma'akva. The Tana of this Brice, it could just be Rab Shimon. We know that anyways, Rab Shimon holds that Agrol is not Ma'akev. So the Tana of this Brice, it could be like Rab Shimon, it's not a Kasha on Rabbi Yanai. V'yibai Samer Nada Teretz, is that you made an assumption. You're assuming that from the fact that the Seder is not Ma'akev, so who Adin, the Etzem Agrol itself is not Ma'akev. That's not true. La'ilam Rabbi Hudihi, V'nihi de Besidro Le Ma'akva, Hagrol Mi Ma'akva. I could tell you it's even Rabbi Huda. Even Rabbi Huda, the Tana of the Brice, it could even be like Rabbi Huda, who holds that Hagrola itself is Ma'akev. It's just that the Seder is not Ma'akev. You assume that if the Seder is not Ma'akev, who then the Hagrola itself is not Ma'akev. But really, we could say that no, the Seder is not Ma'akev, because it doesn't say Chukah, so the Seder is not Ma'akev, but at the same time, the Hagrola itself will be Ma'akev, like we said before, because the Torah says it twice. So therefore, that teaches us that it's Ma'akev, even though the Seder is not Ma'akev.